If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The EPA is going to use Will Rogers, our public beach, as an area to stage and sort and store toxic materials that are being removed from the burn areas.
It's a story you heard first on KNX News.
This is obviously highly, highly concerning.
On this 5th of February, it's the LA Local. I'm Alex Silverman, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships.
The beach, which is the most sensitive environmental area in the entire region.
A parking lot at the beach, to be precise, but we'll get into the why and how. And what do we know about how toxic our air and soil have become?
We'll probably start having people in the field collecting samples this week as a risk assessment.
Wait, they haven't done that yet?
So it wasn't just me then that thought that was all a bit fuzzy?
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. You know who I would not want to be right now? That is the people at the EPA who have to decide where all of the debris from the fires is going to be dealt with. There has been a back and forth at both fire sites, people saying we don't want it here, we don't want it there.
I do resent comparing this to like cleaning out some old Drano, as somebody said. This is not Drano.
Well, now there's been a decision made about the Palisades fire site, and you heard it first on KNX News, first from Craig Figner. And Craig, not everybody's happy about it.
No, they're not. And I think with good reason here, because we're talking about hazardous material of all types from the Palisades fire disaster site being moved close to Will Rogers State Beach. Now, that makes it easier to get, if something happened, say a weather event or something else, to get that into the ocean water. And that is why Los Angeles Councilmember Tracy Park is pushing back on this with such literal outrage. I mean, the news had been, I guess, proposed as an idea a few weeks back in private. She pushed back on it. And then today it popped up as an official announcement, a decision by the EPA that they're going to take this material that's going to be in a parking lot at Will Rogers State Beach, sorted and stored there for some amount of time before taken to what I assume will eventually be one of many landfills.
I guess one question that I have, and I don't know if it's one you can answer, but it occurs to me, why do they need to take this out of the fire zone in order to sort through or process it? Why can't they do that in the fire zone?
Well, the statement from the EPA is kind of all we can lean into for an answer on that right now. And they're saying that the removal of household hazardous materials and other items in that zone, that it's necessary to speed up the process to remove it to this offsite site and deal with it there. And then that will allow people to rebuild their homes faster. I mean, that's part of their official statement on this. And they're saying that the parking lot where it will be done, while it is near the and at the beach and near the water, the ocean. They're saying that it will be closed to the public. They'll be monitoring the air and the air quality for hazards, and that they're very aware of the sensitivity people have to this decision. Despite that, they're doing it.
So the mayor of Malibu says he's happy about this. That's probably because there were places in Malibu that were proposed where people didn't want. Is the reason they chose this site because there's really no constituency other than maybe Tracy Park?
There has been absolutely no transparency or community engagement around this.
Who's going to push back on it?
Well, I would argue that there is a constituency. I mean, this now, you know, becomes a Los Angeles City location where the parking lot, interestingly, is owned by Los Angeles County, but it makes it more fundamentally a Los Angeles issue. The mayor of Malibu, Doug Stewart, you know, he came out with a statement, you know, almost praising it, saying it's a great example of cooperation to help begin the rebuilding process more quickly. So a very different outcome, at least from him, on his emotions versus what you have heard on KNX News from Councilmember Tracy Park. I can see her side very clearly because ocean water, if this gets there, well, the water goes everywhere. And it would end up in Malibu as well. So Mayor Stewart, it's puzzling to me, at least, his response to this.
What was also kind of puzzling is when the questions were asked at the news conference this morning the only official who really stepped forward to answer questions about the hazardous nature of this material on the air and the soil and the water was the county health director, Barbara Ferrer. And she was like, well, you know, the academic centers are looking into it, and there's really no place where all that data is available publicly now, and kind of talked in circles. And maybe I'll play some of that tape.
A few academic centers that started testing ashen and, you know, I'm going to call it ash and soot for the most part. We will start as the Department of Public Health doing some risk assessments ourselves. We'll probably start having people in the field collecting samples this week as a risk assessment. What's in the ash and soot is really the question that people are asking, as well as what's in the soil.
It was not a very reassuring answer from her.
So it wasn't just me then that thought that was all a bit fuzzy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. When I heard her talking, Barbara Ferrer, who became a very familiar name to everybody during the pandemic, you know, she was even talking about, well, there's, you know, still some testing we'd like to do of dust and ash samples from different places because we would really like to know, you know, how hazardous those debris fields or areas are or aren't. And I remember thinking, we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a little disconnect there. And then the other thing, too, there are 17 landfills designated by the EPA as places where debris will go across California. And these will be landfills that are designated to handle certain types of debris based on their toxicity.
One surprising thing that we heard in that news conference, officials were asked, is there room in the landfills for all of this stuff, you know, more than 10,000 buildings worth of debris? And they said, yes, apparently we have landfill capacity for all of that.
Well, yeah, Los Angeles County generates, I'm going to do the math here. So I guess about 10 million tons of trash annually, and they're saying that the Eaton fire site alone is half of the trash that LA County would generate in a year's time. So yes, there are landfills for trash. Now these are going to also be landfills for debris from the fire disaster zones.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you see this going? I mean, do you see that this outrage over the use of the beach site getting to a level where they need to figure something else out? Or is this just going to be, you know, something that everyone has to deal with, given that there's no good answer to where they should do this?
Well, I think we're going to have to wait and see. I will tell you this. People in Los Angeles, if they live near the beach, it is beloved. They are there for a reason. And if they even get a whiff that this just doesn't sit well with them, or they are feeling like, oh, I don't like the way the air smells, or I don't like what I'm seeing happening there, there are people who will become, and do it very quickly, become very loud activists.
Craig Figner, thanks.
Good to be with you.
And that's the LA Local for this 5th of February, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News, and follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and get the show on your phone every weekday afternoon. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.